Welcome, travelers. Hey, come in. Take a seat and pour yourself a drink as you listen to Not Just NPCs Podcast. Here's your hosts, your guides, if you will, Krios and Sprocket.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Not Just NPCs, a podcast where we talk about TTRPGs, mostly D&D related. I am your host, Krios. And I am joined always by my co-host, Sprocket. Why don't you say hello, Sprocket?
Oh, I jumped the gun.
Okay, you jumped the gun on that one. All right. I'll just stop asking you to say hello. Now that you can actually do your job now.
I suppose so. Hard to know what my job is half the time.
I know. Quick shout out to our amazing new intro. We just kind of created it, so we're going to throw it back in our older videos as well, because we haven't released any of the videos yet. Shout out to Tommy Dillon for doing our voiceover. He gave us a couple different ones, some regular voice and some a character voice, which is the one we went with.
Yeah,
and it sounds super amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
So thank you for him. If anybody wants any like voiceover work for their own podcasts or anything like that done, shoot us a message. I'll reach out to him and get you guys connected.
Yeah, so. He's fantastic. Super talented.
Yep.
Really, really awesome.
Well, today we're going to be talking about an interactive live show, D&D related. Mm-hmm. It's called the 20-Sided Tavern.
I love it.
I was looking it up and like reviewing it and stuff, and it looks really cool. I have not been to it. Neither of us have ever been to it.
No, I'm just now hearing about it.
That's right. And
so lay it on me.
Most of this information comes from an interview on July 28th of this year, 2024, with David Carpenter is his name. He's the ex-producer. I'm glad you asked. He's the ex-producer and the co-creator of the 20-Sided Tavern.
Oh, okay.
And he was joined with the fellow game designer and co-creator, Sarah Davis Reynolds. And so
this is new, right? They just came up with this year?
Yes. From my understanding, it sounded like they started off in Chicago, very low-key, low-based.
Oh.
And then they kind of got picked up, and now they're a lot bigger. So they kind of moved out of Chicago, and now they're in New York. So unfortunately, you're only...
So we're saying that New York is the upgrade to Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll remember that. Interesting.
It's it's an interactive live show, D&D related. So you basically buy tickets. It's about 2.5 hours long, and it's basically just a one shot with like a break in there.
That's a pretty short one shot, right?
They don't make you sit through 2.5 hours. They give you at least one break from what I heard. A little stretch your leg break.
Would you say though that 2 hours is a pretty short one shot? It feels pretty dangerous.
It is, but it's, I don't know, because I've never been. So it's hard to say. I bet if you're there, it doesn't feel short, because it's kind of like sitting through a play. Would you want to sit through a 4-hour play? I would not, personally.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong, but I mean, when it comes to D&D, I figured that fans expect it to be long. I mean, live Critical Role shows are like 4+ hours at cons. People show up thinking, I'm going to be here for 4 hours with a break. I mean, they have breaks too.
Yeah, I think this show was originally not intended to draw just D&D audiences, but just to be like a show that people can come to and enjoy. It's basically like an improv show.
Okay.
I would say it's more of an improv show that just takes you on a D&D adventure through the improv.
That's cool. Okay, no, I'm behind that. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I think tickets were like, I looked them up. They have a website. I think it's just called the 20sidedtavern.com. Don't hold me to that, but that would make sense to me at least.
It would make sense.
And tickets ranged anywhere from, I want to say the cheapest was like 40, and that's like back top row, to like 115. Okay. Like the average was like $70, it looked like.
That's not too bad for a two-hour show.
Not awful. The guy created a web-based software that you scan a QR code.
Okay.
And you go to the show. And the show kind of runs similar to like a Whose Line Is It Anyways type of a show. I don't know if you've ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyways.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely. Okay. 100%.
It's audience participation. So there's about like 500 audience members depending on the size of the auditorium that they're using.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the videos I watched of like people actually going to it, they mm-hmm. said that the cast members would come out and ask you, you know, write something down. And you'd like write something down like the color or, I don't know, just something random. And then they'd put it in like a hat.
So literally, or whatever. Like Whose Lines In Anyways said
yeah.
that.
Yeah, okay. Kind of. They start off and, okay, well, let me rewind. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself here. So you scan the QR code. And it takes you to this app. And I think they give you like a little play program type of a thing. And in it, you have a sticker. And the sticker tells you what team you're on.
Okay.
So, and this is the cool part. You basically get to control a player, a PC, a player character, which is one of the actors on stage.
Okay. All right.
And your, I guess your sticker tells you like, oh, you are controlling this person. And I think also, granted, I've never been, like I said, so I could be wrong on this, but it sounded like when you scan the QR code, you can vote for who you want your party to be consisted of. There's, was it three or four? Three people. There's three cast members.
Okay.
But there's like a team of six or let's say, or whatever. And so you, you can choose between, you know, a rogue, a wizard, warlock, things like
build
that.
Build your own party kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. And so you vote on that's like really the cool. three that you want in your party. And then once they have everybody's votes or whatever, or after a certain time period, they cut off voting or whatever. And like, okay, these are the three that we're going to do tonight. Right. And so those three actors will come out on stage. So I, now, they even don't know. I was like, I don't know, but maybe I'm not going to go out tonight or something. It sounded like.
Okay. So like, and then once they pick the three, then it's like what team you're on. Like, okay, now we picked the characters. Now you're on team wizard. You're on team rogue.
Yeah. So basically then the sticker, I think in your booklet tells you which team you're on. And so like me and you can go together and they could have a rogue, a wizard and a warlock, let's say. And I could be on the rogues team and you could be on the wizards team.
So we don't know till we show up what team we're on.
Correct. That's what it sounded like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that way it always makes it different for you too, right? Because you're like, oh, I don't know who I'm going to get tonight.
Yeah. Okay. They said that it's, and it's never the same show twice.
Of course.
They
yeah.
said,
yeah.
They said that the show has over 300 possibilities.
Oh, that's hella cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
and
it.
So
okay.
basically you sit down and they start off in a tavern. Shocker.
Yeah, right. Who would have thought? Yeah.
And
does it have 20 sides though? That's
the dice does.
But what about the tavern?
I don't think so. I mean, it just looked like a stage with lots of open sides.
Already a little disappointed. Okay, that's fine. We'll look past that. That's okay.
It's okay. It's the setup is, if you look it up, it's actually pretty cool. It's it's like this, it looks like a tavern. Like they have a bar with some stools, shelves off to the side with a bunch of different prop things that they can use throughout the show.
Okay.
And then they had a big giant TV screen behind them. That's like almost like a DM screen. That's like three sided. And so each one was like a different image or they could put the same image on all three.
Okay.
And so it was really cool. It's like all made of like wood looking. So it looks like a tavern.
Love it. Okay.
Hasbro actually named them the official D&D theatrical show. And they actually have partnered with them. And I think that's when the move from Chicago to New York happened, it sounded like.
Oh, I see.
So, okay. Yeah.
Is Hasbro based in New York?
Like, I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I don't
that's
think
wild.
So, but maybe.
They're just like, I guess because they're Broadway probably has the
yeah,
most,
I think
like,
that's why.
Stuff. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I think that's
I mean,
why.
I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do they ever tour? Do they ever like go around outside of New York?
Yes. So they actually talked about that. So they travel between cities, I believe. Currently in New York City.
Yeah.
Now until April 29th of next year, 2025.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, they're starting a national tour.
Okay. Yeah.
They're actually going to Sydney, Australia. December 15th of this year. So it sounds like they might split their group and do multiple shows.
That's cool. Which would make sense, right? Because, I would love to travel to New York in general, but travel to New York for a role-playing show would be
really
amazing.
Personally.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but it's like, it'd be cool if they came to your town, like, you know, like any other traveling show, like Wicked or whatever. Like, that would be cool. Like, I would totally go see them.
They said that they were going to go to Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
However, I couldn't find anything on their website that said of any shows coming up. So I don't know if they've already done that.
Yeah.
Or what, but yeah, so I mean, they're in New York City right now. They're heading to Sydney, Australia, and then they said they were going to tour for at least the next 2 years, if not longer.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well, good for them.
So I'm hoping they come to, you know, back to Chicago or something, like
someplace
closer to us.
Yeah, 100%.
That we could, you know, take a few hour drive and go check them out.
Hell yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah, that would be such a fun, like, road trip, because it's almost like going to, well, you know, I brought up like going to cons and stuff before, but that's kind of like what it'd be like going to your own little personal, like, live action D&D con, and it would be different, you know. So if we went versus like someone else we knew, like my buddy out of Tennessee, if he went, you know, that would be fun for him to be like, oh yeah, I went, we had this, and then you'd have this whole experience and story to explain, like, what all happened in yours.
Yeah, well, the big really thing cool about it is being an interactive show, they will bring people up on stage sometimes.
Really?
Yep. So
that's awesome.
One video that I saw had one that they do like every time. So spoiler alert.
Yeah, okay.
But they had somebody come up on stage and they had this tray with two drinks on it. And they said one was poison and one was ambrosia.
Uh-huh.
And so they're like, the ambrosia, apple juice. Mm-hmm. And then the poison, pickle juice. They had
that's so much worse than poison. Like, I'd rather just be poison. But, okay, that's just my opinion. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, I don't know. Pickle juice can't be that bad. I've never, like, drank it, but, like, pickles aren't terrible. Bad.
Well, okay. Well, that's your thing. If you like pickles or not, probably.
I'm assuming you don't.
If you like pickle juice. I don't. I mean, like, okay. I don't mind the taste of them. It's the texture. But especially, like, I've actually taken
pickle juice doesn't, like, have a texture to it. It's just like drinking water.
I kind of wish it did.
Maybe chunky water.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty. Like, I've had, like, you know, where they do the jars, like at a bar. A pickle where they. So I've drank that. I've had shots of that before, and that was pretty horrific.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to just go out and be like, oh, I want a pickle juice shot. Like,
some people, I
feel like they could do a lot worse than pickle juice.
A like thousand
vinegar.
Percent. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
there's worse things out there, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll send them a suggestion. We'll tell them to up their game, their poison game. Yeah. Okay. Right. But go ahead.
But anyway,
so you have to choose two drinks.
So the audience member comes up and then they give them a ginormous 20-sided dice and they tell them, you know, your DC is this. So like the DC was 10 and you roll the dice. And if you get above a 10, you get to drink the ambrosia, the apple juice.
Oh.
But if you get below it, then you have to drink the poison.
Okay.
And then the guy that's holding it, he drinks whichever one you don't.
Yeah. And that changes the story for that character, for what he gets left over.
I don't know if he might have been like I don't know if he was an actual like character or just like a cast member, like, like a worker at the time or because they have a dungeon master. And sometimes they have two, I think. Because there's two people like that sit behind the tavern and they talk. And then you have the three actors out on stage.
Okay, that makes sense.
But the other portion that's interactive about it is on your phone. So, I mean, you have to have a smartphone if you want to participate, at least. Otherwise, you can still go and watch it. But most people have smartphones nowadays. It's not an app. So you don't download an app or anything. It's all web-based. So if you want to like take pictures and stuff, you kind of have to close the web-based, go take your picture, go back into it, which is kind of a pain, but they encourage you to take pictures and videos. They welcome it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, if you've got like 300 plus variations, then there's not, besides the drink, I guess.
Yeah.
The one spoiler. But I mean, like, if it's 300 different versions, then you could be like, show off this cool thing. And this could happen to you or be different depending on your show. You know, it's a cool marketing idea to have the people who like love it actually like go out there and spread the word of how cool this one thing was. Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
So like on your phone, when you're in the web based app, you, as the story's being told, the game master, as they call themselves, talk you through the story, and typical like D&D, like one shot, like, okay, you come across a forest and all of a sudden you hear a voice. What do you do? And then like the options might be go explore a voice, run away, prepare to attack, whatever the options yeah. might be. And a poll can come up on your phone then, and you can choose which one you want to do. And then whichever one wins is what that character would do. Should they open the door? Like, what's behind the door? Should they cast a spell? What in general should they do? Like, what? There's also a one where, like, it's an attribute. Cool. Like, what attribute should they use? Oh, should they open the door? Yes. Okay. Well, what attribute should they use to open the door? Strength, dexterity, charisma? Like,
so they still roll. Like, so the characters still yeah. like do their roll checks and stuff?
Ooh, that's a good question. I didn't see video of it, but I would assume so because they're doing right. checks. So they're like,
yeah.
oh, I want to use dexterity. So I would assume that they still roll the dice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they have, well, they have the big dice. So
yeah, I will say, well, I wonder if they use the big dice or if they've got like, because you're talking about the screens and stuff that are up. I wonder if there's like, you know, like D&D Beyond rolls like the digital dice.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's something where it's just like, oh, yeah. they roll and like maybe the GM like hits the button and like it yep. rolls it on screen. And that's
I bet that. Need, yeah, you know? I bet. Yeah, that if way not, everybody can see it. Rather yeah. than just
and if not, we have dice. A second suggestion for their show. We're quickly becoming producers of the show we've never seen. I
that's
like
right.
It.
They should start paying us.
They should immediately.
Once so we can. Quit we our figure out
who they are. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
They had like mini games too, to uh-huh. where there's this bar and then there's like this little tiny area that you have to reach and everybody on their phones just starts tapping until they get to that and then you uh-huh. have to stop. But if people keep tapping, it goes above and they fail and they have to do it again.
Oh, no.
And so they're like, that's stop, fun. Stop, stop. And people yeah, are stopping. Don't like, keep going. Go, go, go. No, stop, stop, stop. And so it's like awesome. A lot of fun, like really interactive, fun that's for cool. all ages, I would think. I mean, granted, a little kid, yeah. probably not, but the rating like PG probably because sure. they do have like, it's a tavern, so they have ale and alcohol, but it's not probably real. It's probably fake. It's probably just apple juice. They're just calling it. So.
Yeah, 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 for sure. That's cool. It's like someone watched the Vox Machina like Comic-Con shows and went, because you know, in there, they always like, hey, don't shout stuff out. Don't suggest stuff. Don't, you know, this and that, because obviously it's disruptive to the characters in the game and the story. And someone said in the audience went, the hell with that.
Yeah, we're doing the opposite.
Yeah, we're going to change this whole damn game. Watch this happen. And then they yeah. turned around and that's so cool. That's a really cool idea. I love that.
Yeah, and since they partnered with Hasbro, I think they actually helped right. them create the story a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because you still have to follow some sort of an outline, but just the way that yeah, things happen course. Can change.
You can use like official names too, like licensing names for like, you know, certain like worlds or wherever you are or. You
yeah.
know.
So that's one thing that they do is that it takes place yeah. in Waterdeep.
Ah, and cool. So okay.
That's where the tavern cool. is.
Yeah. Ah, oh, see, that's cool. Oh, and I bet their merch is probably crazy. It's probably got official D&D logo crap all over it. You know, it makes you really want to buy it, which
yeah,
I love.
Yeah, I'm, let me pull out the 20-sided tavern.
I'm a sucker for all that stuff. They know. They know the audience.
Their website, if you click on the get tickets, it's really cool how they did this. It starts off, it says, you start in a tavern, ... And then it goes, there are three paths ahead. Each decision you make will bring you closer to your ticket purchase. But how will you proceed? And then there's three boxes that you can click on.
Yeah.
You have the traditional path, so you choose your seat directly. So you click it, and then you just pick where you want to seat. They have story mode. Make choices for recommended seating. I'll just click on it. What answers do you contain? Follow the story's journey to find it where you belong. Let the story begin. Oh, this is interesting. You find yourself in a tavern. The ale has been quaffed and the loot has been spent when yeah. suddenly a bar brawl breaks out. Time to make your exit. But first, grab another beer for the road, but take a few hits in the process. Or
so we're
make a stealthy exit, keeping your health intact. So you get to pick which one you want to do. This is just to choose your seat.
I was just about to say, so this is a choose your own adventure.
Yes.
RPG for choosing your seat in the
yes,
audience.
Yes.
That's how this you is know on their this website. Is going to be a good time. Yeah, and that's so cool.
Let's okay. grab another one for the road. Oh, now there's another. Okay, out on the street, a vendor is selling discounted wares. These will come in handy, but how are you stacking up? Are you going to have a lantern to guide your journey through the woods or a dagger to protect you from the shadows?
Oh my gosh. Ooh.
Well, I feel like since we didn't sneak out, we're definitely more of the barbarian type. So we're just going to No, we don't need the day.
100% true. Yeah. Are we buying tickets right now? Are we on signing up for this?
I mean, so I feel like far
we're halfway there.
I think there's two more. It looks like two more questions. You hear a rumor about a valley paved with treasures. As you travel, you sing a song to pass the time. What do you sing? Ballads of far off places and long lost loves, or shanties about? Oh, I mean, it's shanties. Like I don't even have to finish that.
Already done. Shanties. Yeah, shanties, you said the magic about word.
Close
yeah,
friends
that's it.
And shared drinks.
Oh well, that automatically is 100% true. Anyway,
this looks like the last one. As you crest a ridge, you found it. An array of treasure lies sprawled out before you. But which portion do you claim as your own? Ooh. The golden spoils to be spent on fancy things. Magical cool. items to solve everyday problems.
That would be
or
nice.
Or strange antiquities that could be trash or treasure.
Wow. The gamble. The gamble if you're a gambling man. Okay.
Ooh, I don't know. What do you think?
I got to go with magic items.
Yeah, I'm good with
that.
I
need my life to be just a little bit easier, please. Yeah. Anything.
This story ends and another begins in... Oh, yeah, this is hilarious. I forgot. So they're seating...
In your credit card. Oh, okay,
They're seating. How they, like... You know how when you buy, like, tickets, it's like, oh, this is, like, box section, or this is standing room only. This is upper deck, lower deck. You know what they use to describe their seating?
Yeah. What?
Take a guess.
I'm going to guess it has to do with your alignment.
No. Good guess. It has to do with your coins.
Your coins?
You have copper seating, bronze or whatever. You have, our story begins in electrum seating.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. So it seems you've got a few tricks up your sleeve. Approach the show from the right angle and your rewards will be limitless. Electrum seating is more up front, but off to the sides, it looks like.
Yeah.
But then they have like gold seating and silver seating. What I mean, they like really dived into this D&D themedness, even on their website, which is super cool. It was just like, I don't know, it's just fun to just to pick tickets. you could avoid all that.
But they shows that they care, right? Oh, they really care about the story and wrapping you into the role play of it, which is like why I would assume most people were going. So that's so amazing.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah.
And so, you could like sit with your kids and like do that little four question thing and they could help you pick the seats for fun.
And then
you could pick a date for electrum seats, or they have an option. On second thought, I'd like to take the traditional path and pick your own.
You know what? You chose platinum and I don't know if I can afford all that.
Exactly.
Kids, so
that's exactly
right. We may roll back to copper. Yeah. Okay,
but that's what we got.
If you're paying for the platinum, son, you can choose the seats.
There's a third option.
Okay, what's the
traditional path? And you have story mode, which is the one we just did.
Yeah.
You can also roll for initiative and let the dice decide.
Oh, interesting.
So
you
click on that one.
Uh-huh.
Roll for initiative. The roll of a d20 is a powerful thing. Yes, it is. Do you trust the dice to decide where you sit? A critical success might lead you to extraordinary outcomes. So go forth to adventure. And then there's a button for you to click roll the dice. So I clicked it.
Oh, please roll one.
Oh my gosh, we did. I'm not even
joking.
Do
we even sit on the sidewalk? We don't even go into the building.
You rolled one. Time to appreciate the forest and the trees. From here, nothing will escape the notice of your watchful eye. Your recommended seating will be shown once you select a date for your adventure. So pick a date for
copper
seats.
Once you plug in your credit card, then we'll show you where you get to sit.
I'm not joking. Like I legitimately rolled a one. that is hilarious.
I kind of hate it doesn't show you exactly where it is until you. I mean, you need to choose a date so you know what seats are available.
I can see they have
you could pretend.
Here's the boxes. Here's another one. Here's another one, and then they highlight the very back as far back as you would sit.
Yeah. Of course.
But then I rolled. So then there again, you can either pick your date or on second thought, I like to take the traditional path again. But then there's a third option for this one as well that allows you to re-roll, roll again, and see how you fare. So, but you only get a maximum of 4 rerolls per adventure.
If you're really holding yourself accountable, system here. Okay.
So I rerolled. We got a 3. We're not doing so hot.
Wow, we're
still,
not doing great.
Still copper seats. Let's do it.
Might as well watch this on YouTube. This is not going over well.
We're doing better. That's a 9. We're
getting not doing that much better. We're still under 10.
Hey, we're in silver seats now.
That's generous. We got out of the cavities. For a 9, I feel like. Okay, yeah.
Was this plus the third roll? Oh.
Okay.
That looks cocked to me. That looked cocked between an 8 and a 20.
Is it? Wait, so I can't see this. So is this a digital dice that's like physically rolling?
Yeah, you like, okay. You click it and then you see this black physical dice roll and then it stops. And that looked cocked to me, but apparently we rolled an 8 and still silver seats. Oh, and that's it. That's our maximum rolls.
All right. Wow.
Well, I don't think we'll be playing D&D today because my rolls have sucked.
Or you've already got them out of the way. That's hopefully. That's the journey of the gamble. Yeah. Did I get them all out? Can I do this critical hit or no? Am I going to die a horrible death?
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's probably better because we probably can afford the silver seats. So maybe fate really does have our best interests in mind.
Yeah, it looks like it's cheaper during the week.
Yeah.
Monday through Thursday, it looks like the cheapest seats are $49. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it looks like the cheapest are $59.
That's really not a big bump up. For the weekend? That's not bad at all.
No, not terrible.
Think, personally.
They have wheelchair accessible seats.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who Travis McElroy is?
I don't believe I do.
His face looks familiar. I don't really know who he is, but
okay.
He's somebody in like the D&D community, I believe. You know, maybe maybe he's got a podcast or something. I feel like I literally just watched a podcast with him last night. Like
majorly famous.
We're like, American podcaster and writer.
Bozo. Okay.
Yeah. People are probably like, how do you not know who this guy is?
Yeah. Right. They say they love D&D and they don't even know who Travis is.
Come on. And lame. Anyways, he's going to be there from November 27th to December 1st as one of the cast members.
Okay.
So it sounds like sometimes they add, you know, special guests to come on the show.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And then there's another person, Erica. I'm going to pronounce this terribly. Erica Ishii. I-S-H-I-I.
Okay.
She's a new party member is what it says. Okay. She's an American actor and presenter, according to Google.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Everybody knows her. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So the real question is, do you think, like, if we were on stage and we had a crowd controlling us?
I would 100% drink the pickle juice, yes.
I would. Gross, also telling. But do you think you could DM not just, you know, normal players, but also players who are literally in the thralls of chaos? Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
I think, because, I mean, they do, like, you can, like, audition for this. And they said, they want people that obviously have somewhat of a knowledge of D&D, but that was like the last thing that they wanted. There's three things that they were looking for. One was basically like improv skills. Oh no. Exactly. The number one thing was that you're funny. So you have to be, funny.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll teach you the rest
of it. Cause I mean, you can't just be funny. Like people are just naturally funny you're just not.
1,000% true. I agree with that. Yes.
You can tell funny jokes, but that doesn't mean you're funny.
Yeah. And also that wouldn't really fit, you know, necessarily the scenario you're going
to
be in.
Yeah. Oh, so man. You have to be funny. You have to be funny. Good at improv. And then you have to have some knowledge of D&D. They said that one was last because they can teach you D&D.
Oh,
but they can't teach you to be funny.
And they can teach you improv too. I mean, there's classes and stuff they talk about all the time, right? So it truly is like funny enough. The most intimidating thing about that whole entire breakdown is, are you funny? Like that really is like the, oh shit. Like, you know, if you're like all excited, you're like, oh, I can do improv. I can do this. I did it in college, whatever. And then you're like, oh shit. Am I funny though? I make people laugh?
My family says I am, but it doesn't mean anything.
My mom says I'm funny. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that'll apply, but we could try it out, kid.
To be a game master for something like that, I think it'd be a lot of fun. I mean, as long as you have knowledge of D&D, you know how to be a game master. You can do it. If you doing this, you probably are pretty skilled at being a DM already. But if you weren't, you know how helpful it would be to be the game master doing this. And then all of a sudden, okay, here's my outline. Okay. A is going to happen. Then B, then C, then D.
Yeah.
A is happening. Cool. We're on schedule. All right. Audience member. What's Z? I didn't write Z down. Like M, right. L, what?
Yeah.
It would really teach you and assist you in really doing things on the fly and letting your party decide the outcome of your story with still being able to have your elements of, hey, this is what I want my story to be about. This is without railroading them, basically.
Right. So, because, like, I mean, there's always that random chance with your players. They're going to do what they want, right? That's the fun of D&D. It's a full open world. You're going to do what you want. You're trying to, I mean, if you're doing it right, you're trying to, like, really feel like what your character would do in that situation, because that world is real to them. So it's like, you've always got to anticipate that as a DM.
Yeah.
And then in this scenario, you add the randomness of the audience. It's almost like a cool DM training course.
Yeah.
I feel like if you can get through a full night of being a DM in this scenario,
you can do it anywhere.
You can do it anywhere. Yeah. You're good to go, right? You're master level now.
Yeah. Because then it's a matter of how chaotic of an audience do you have? You can tell right off the get-go, probably.
Oh,
they're
I'm
like,
sure.
Oh, man, this is going to be a wild night. Oh, man, this is going to be kind of boring, but we're going to make it fun.
Yeah, we got to make it funny. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, dude. I love that.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. And I would totally go to it. And also, I think it'd be not only a great experience for game masters to go to learn how to just be better at improv at the game table.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be a great way to introduce people that don't know D&D what D&D is.
100%. Like, that's the thing, right? Because D&D is more of a, like, an intimate, you know, you and, like, whatever, three to, like, seven other people, whatever.
It can be intimidating coming into.
Yeah. And, like, exactly. And then, but it's all about your stories together and interacting with each other. And so, you know, obviously the stereotype is, you know, you and your friends in your mom's basement, you know, back in the 70s, you know, doing this kind of stuff, which is fun. But it's like, then to put that out on stage, I mean, there's obviously plenty of other people that do this stuff live now. I think we could probably say safely, thanks to Vox Machina or Critical Role, to see, like, another troupe just come along and be like, okay, we're going to do this with D&D, but also make it more random and for every audience, so you don't have to follow 150 episodes of four hours each of a story. You guys can just come in blind. If you don't know D&D, that's fine, or if you do, you're good to go, and you can just love it. Like, I love to see it more mainstream, come out more to an audience. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yep. It'd definitely be something that, like, I would be like, hey, you know, mom and dad, because they'd have no idea what D&D is. They
right.
understand it maybe a little bit. They know that, oh, I sit at a table and I pretend to be something and I roll a dice.
Yep.
Okay.
But like, you math a lot.
Yeah. It's I think it'd be a great tool to introduce it to other people, because then they're going to have fun, because it's kind of like a comedy show.
Absolutely.
And so they're like, oh, wow, you know, that was fun. I understand what you mean. You roll dice to determine the outcome of something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, we care about the adventure. We cared if that rogue made it through that door and got the treasure or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and, all right, well, now imagine, because you were controlling that rogue.
Exactly.
Right?
So, yeah.
Like, you care. So it's like, now, all right, now imagine you just are that rogue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, in this adventure, you know, that's so cool. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would totally go to something like this if they were close.
Down. Yeah. Well. It's one thing to keep in our third eye, right? To keep an eye on and remember.
When we get enough people watching the show and they have enough money to send us to Australia.
We'll record it for them.
That's right. That's right. We'll be going to Australia too.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for supporting us enough to then go and record this for you in Australia. We really appreciate
it. I will
say
I am a little disappointed that they're no longer in Chicago. Because that's not too far away.
Yeah, it's not too far away.
That's doable. That would have been great. That's doable for a day trip.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You know, if they go to Australia for like a year and then they come back, maybe they'll be like, oh, let's hit our hometown again. And then, you know, in 2026, we can catch a show.
I mean, if you think about it, there's one... I have like a spider on my coffee cup or something.
That's going on. Absolutely
terrifying.
Horrifying. Okay. I hate that for you. Yes.
Yeah, it's just like All right.
It's not great.
Nope. Anyways, yeah. I mean, people tour all the time. Like, there's plenty of cities out there that you could go to.
100%.
Denver, Los Angeles, Houston, Detroit, Chicago, New York. You can hit up all the major cities and at least give people the chance to at least go once.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what they do in the future.
Hasbro backing them up too. They would have more of a drive to do that, or even more of a sponsorship to do that. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we'll see, right? We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I think it'll be great. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's I'm looking at their website now, and there's lots of photos that you can check out, see the setup, the stage and stuff. There's a video on there even.
Kind of gives you a heads up of
yeah, it tells you know, it talks like about the show, about how you gather your party, the interactive play of it, how it's infinitely replayable. And they even have like this new to D&D section to help you understand. Here are the top six things you need to know about D&D.
Yeah.
Dice rolls, modifiers, character sheets, difficulty class,
terms.
Hit points, and armor class. And then it's just a brief like 2 to 3 sentence description underneath each of those.
That's cool.
So that way, if you don't know, you can kind of check it out. Yeah. They have the whole cast up there. Oh, I see. Yeah. So the two people behind like the tavern, one's the dungeon master, the game master, and the other one's the tavern keeper. So that must be the person that's holding the thing or something for when you drink out of it.
There's a bar swing, whatever that is. Yeah.
They have a warrior, trickster, a mage. I'm thinking swing as in they can play any type of character because this is universal swing, character swing, character swing. So
I see.
As in, like, they could play a trickster, the mage, the warrior, a rogue,
right?
Those type of things. Even holiday character swing. Wow, that's a very specific.
That's so specific, I guess, because the holidays are coming up.
Like Santa? Like, you're going to play a Santa?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Maybe you're trying to save Santa in a scenario.
What would Santa be as a D&D class? I mean, it's got to be some sort of, you know, you got your magical reindeer and stuff.
I'm about to say, yeah, he's definitely a spellcaster.
Yeah, maybe not a full-on wizard, but maybe like a sorcerer.
I think he'd be pretty close to a wizard. I mean,
yeah?
He controls time, going in and out of chimneys at his size. He makes reindeers fly. He holds infinite amount of toys.
All right.
I feel
something along those lines, at least.
I don't know what subclass he would be, but definitely at least wizard for sure.
Yeah. Their website has, you know, t-shirts, dice, sweatshirts.
Of course, as they should.
A magnet, of course, because, you know, everyone has to have a magnet.
Yeah, we'll buy out.
An enamel pin.
If you go, yeah.
Pin.
Perfect. So help you write down on your character sheet. Well, we get it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one for the warrior, the trickster, and the mage. It sounds like those are the three classes. Maybe you don't get to pick after all. I swore they had more than that, though. They even have a tankard mug.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I do like a good tankard.
Fancy. Fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did also see that, like, when you go, before you, like, go into the show, they have things that you can, like, take your pictures with. So they have a giant dice that you can just stand next to.
Oh, like take props your picture. And stuff. Yeah. Like backgrounds and props. Oh, yeah. I was like, well, I hope you brought your phone, because that's half the point. I see what you're saying now. Okay, yeah. That's
cool. I saw some people with pictures of things.
Of course. That's a good idea.
I'm not seeing it on their page, but
I'm sure they probably have social media pages all over.
I don't really have much else to say either. I don't think so.
No, I feel like we explore the wonders of this 20-sided tavern that's not 20-sided.
That's right.
Confirmed. So that sounds like a blast.
Yep, I would totally do it. Cool. Looks like a lot of new fun. D&Ds. I recommend it.
We should do it one time in our lifetime.
Yeah, we'll see if they ever come anywhere close again.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well.
Okay.
I guess that's it. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you guys next time on the Not Just NPCs podcast.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Not Just NPCs podcast.